Billy Smith is giving her students a quiz on grammar and punctuation.
Make sure you're counting your corrections. You're looking for 11 errors. I don't want you to just circle the error. I want you to correct the error.
Smith teaches English at McKinley High in Baton Rouge. A 26-year veteran of the classroom, she is a named plaintiff in one of the lawsuits challenging the constitutionality of 2012's Act 1, the so-called teacher tenure law. And while Smith and her fellow plaintiffs have been winning the courtroom battles, Governor Jindal calls her, and others involved in the lawsuits, the coalition of the status quo.
My message, my advice to the coalition for the status quo is it's time for them to stop fighting us in court. It's time for them to stop the lawsuits and go to work with us to help improve education for our kids.
Billy Smith bristles at the governor's label and says her objections to Act 1 are not about the fact of teacher evaluations. They're about the methods being used to evaluate teacher performance and determine teacher pay.
Let me say clearly that I am not opposed to assessment. Assessment and evaluation, that's what I do for a living. I assess students all the time. I evaluate their performance all the time. I'm not opposed to having my performance evaluated, but it has to be a meaningful tool. It has to have input from real educators.
Smith says she and many other teachers were locked out of the entire process of developing these new assessments, which she feels puts much of the power in students' hands. For example, half of a teacher's evaluation is based on how well students do on tests that Smith calls inconsistent in both design and application.
A host of different pre- and post-tests that vary widely subject to subject and school to school and district to district. Like, how do you measure success in PE the same way you measure success in Algebra 1?
The other half of a teacher's grade is based on observing the teacher in action in the classroom. But Smith says the rules allow administrators to view just a single class session for that part of the evaluation.
And my entire career is going to rest on that one snapshot of that day's performance that relies heavily on a group of teenagers who may or may not be in the frame to cooperate on that given day. Every cook has a cake that falls flat. Every teacher has a lesson that falls flat.
Smith teaches gifted and advanced placement students, but they are teens.
All right, listen up. Everybody ready?
And now her pay is contingent on how her students behave, whether she scores a 4, highly effective, or a 1, ineffective, on her annual evaluation.
And the only way to earn a pay raise is to get a 4, which they've already said only about 10% of teachers should get a 4. So that means 90% of us will go with no pay raise.
Several bills were filed last year attempting to correct some of the problems with the teacher evaluation process, but none of that legislation made it out of committee. Smith says lawmakers need to try again.
It is definitely time for a do-over. And I think the courts have spoken loudly and clearly that they should go back and look at these laws.
Scott Richard, executive director of the Louisiana School Boards Association, believes there's now more consensus among lawmakers that it should be fixed.
Do I think everything's going to get fixed this legislative session? Absolutely not. But I do think there's going to be more willingness amongst legislators to help resolve many of the issues that have caused a great deal of frustration.
No bills addressing the 2012 education reforms have yet been filed, so there aren't details on what fixes may be proposed or by whom. The deadline for pre-filing bills is February 28th, and Jindal's allies will likely be ready with bills to reenact the parts of the governor's reforms that have gotten the axe in court. Sue Lincoln, WRKF News.